This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jordan and Kelly Bryan, Ofek Barkol, Helen, Cheryl R. Hayes, Richard Gomersall, Emily Harford, Heather Nichols, Mary Allison, Gaia Turtle, Joe, Thomas Joseph Connolly, Benjamin Zilk, Jess, Andrew Fox, Matthew Sobiesk, Christine Abranilla, Casey Berry, Lauren Anthony, John Archibald Getty IV, Nicholas Cole. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Bunny with the Switchblade. May your day dawn with a minimum of scorn.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Should I feel bad about this?
No. He's an idiot, and he could get me killed. I need to do this.
Oh, but it is like tricking a baby.
A big, sad, lonely, stinking, loud, mean, stupid, murderous baby that has imprisoned me in this room and might as well be a god! No, keep it together. Keep it together, David. Just stay the course. Imogen.
Imogen online. How can I help you?
David Seven?
Check design brief submissions. Any alerts? Late notices?
No abnormalities detected. If there were,
You would be dead already.
Right, right. Thanks, I guess.
David! Hello? David, I'm bleeding.
What? Traxel, what?
David, I am bleeding a little bit. Have you got any swabs, David? Or perhaps some sort of handkerchief?
Well, there's this first aid kit.
Access
taste me.
Denied. No.
Don't touch that. It's not for you.
Okay,
it's
well,
for
you
me.
Get it. You get it.
Access denied.
Sorry, that is a line manager's first aid kit. Hang on, I'll get...
Access granted.
There it is. That's a consultant's first aid kit, so let's just pop that open there. Cotton swab, bandage, stem the flow. And there we go. All sorted. Pop that back up there. How are you?
Not bleeding.
No. Why not? Give it a go.
No, I don't want to bleed, thank you. I mean, I'm sure I can bleed, but I'd rather not
find out.
No, let's not find out.
If
no.
You can bleed.
No, let's not find out.
Okay. Your funeral.
No. Well, the
death is only permissible by order of the board.
Fine. We have another brief here.
You don't want to know why I was bleeding, David? You seem very uninterested in the bleeding of your immediate superior.
Fine. Why were you bleeding, Traxel?
It's none of your business, David.
Right. Well, time to get on with
it. But as you've asked, I've been gambling. I love a gamble, David. You know me. A man of chance. A man of odds. A man of action. A man in action. Actionable activity. I've got lost, but the important thing is...
More like an
odd-chancer. Pardon?
Sorry.
Sorry, what was that, David?
Nothing.
Sorry, what was that, David? You had something to say there.
SAS detected. Security alerted.
Sounds like you're a real gambler.
Yes, a real hot dog gambler. And I might have ended up owing a little bit of money to people who were very, very cross when I didn't have the actual money, and they might have attacked me with a bat. Now, this is part of gambling, David. You can't have a good night unless somebody's trying to make it your last night. That's what makes it fun.
Right, that's the Traxel Geistman way, is it?
It's the Geistman way!
Yes, well, speaking of the Geistman way, hopefully Geistman can make his way to the brief that
Ooh,
we're doing.
Oh, good! Segue, David. Well segued.
Right.
Initiating.
Well, anyway, this one is from Belonda Godrick.
Belonda Godrick. What a lovely sounding name. Belonda Godrick.
Belonda Godrick.
Belonda
Godrick. Godrick.
Belonda Godrick.
Belonda Godrick.
It's both a question and an answer.
Belonda Godrick.
Don't overwork it, David.
Oh, well.
Let's not overwork it into some sad dough.
All right, well, fine.
Sad bread will not be permitted.
Well, they are asking, why do they want this planet built? Speaking of sad dough, their homeworld was destroyed by invading space whale.
Oh no, how sad for them.
Beware the space whale, bringer of the end times.
Yes. The one feature the design must have... Their species cannot stand right angles.
Mm-hmm.
There can be no right angles!
Easy, David.
But it was in caps.
Yeah, well, I understand, but...
But there can be no right angles!
You are not a slave to capitalization or punctuation, David.
No, but
David.
It says right here, yeah. My species can't stand angles.
No. There can be no right angles!
David, give me that!
Oh, okay.
Unless you're going to behave with a capitalization and punctuation interpretation thereof.
Just trying to be true to the spirit of the brief.
Okay, well, I respect that, but I also hate that. Here's your brief back. Play nicely.
Right, well...
Okay, so their homeworld was destroyed by the space whales. Now, do you know much about the space whales, David?
No, I've heard of star marlins. Are they anything to do with space whales?
Interestingly, you mention them, because they have everything to do with space whales.
Right.
They are the space whales' greatest enemy, the star marlin. In fact, most of the great events of the universe have been a juxtaposition between the order of the star marlin and the chaos of the space whale.
Right. Okay, so they're sort of a chaotic space aquatic empire.
Yes, because a star marlin, more of a cuttle and a jaeus fish, and a space whale, more of a mammal. And that always angers two species against each other. Oh, I spawn with eggs. Ah, I give birth to live young and have a womb. You know, they're never going to get on.
Right.
And they never have.
No, and it sounds like Belonda Godrick has been caught up in this.
Yes, they probably sided with the star marlin in some way. Maybe included them in one of their art exhibitions or perhaps signed a treaty.
Maybe. I mean, they aren't a star marlin, are they, Belonda Godrick?
No. No, the star marlin's a star marlin. It's a star marlin. Unless it says star marlin, it's not a star marlin.
Right, so they're all called star marlin.
All called star marlin.
Okay.
They know who each other are. We know them as star marlin.
Oh.
Whereas with space whales, it's like, look, there's Chris. The space whale.
Mm.
Oh, look. Crelonia, the space whale. Judith, she's a space whale. You know, it's a more simple system.
Okay, well, it seems like their homeworld has been destroyed by Judith.
We don't know if it was Judith. Could have been. Judith is vengeful. A vengeful space whale indeed. In fact, the entirety of this design, David, the entirety of this design has to be all about defense against space whales. Space whale me once. Shame on you. Space whale me twice.
shame on two. And then three comes along with a big bucket of shame and chucks it in your face.
Okay. So we're going to have to build a fortress without any right angles.
Yes, a curvy fortress. A sultry, curvy fortress. Ooh, trying to attack me, trying to hit me with perhaps a flung comet. Oh, it's just curving off this space and out and into a sun.
Sexy architecture detected. Security alerted.
Okay.
You can't hit what you can't measure with a right angle.
Right. So we're starting off with a ball, then?
Well, let's not go straight to ball, David. I know we always tend towards balls because, you know, they naturally occur when gravity pulls particles into a central position and then mashes them into a thing. You end up with a ball 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
Perhaps more of an oblate spheroid. No, that's kind of nearly a ball anyway. All right. An oblong. Sort of like a... have you ever seen a sports ball?
No.
Never seen a sports ball?
No.
Well, it's like a sports ball. Sort of like pointy at two ends, roundish in the middle. You'll still call it a ball, but if you try and roll it to someone, it just sort of waddles about like a spheroid idiot.
Doesn't sound like a very good ball, then.
It's a terrible ball, but people still use them. I think it's for throwing or something. I don't know. I don't do sports. I watch them, but only when I'm gambling on them. And then the bat comes out, and I'm sorry! And the fun night's had by all.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, you know, we could even design the planet to look like a baseball bat if you want.
Let's not get ridiculous, David. Design it like a baseball bat. Space whales love baseball. They'll spot that from an eon away. Eon's a measurement of time.
Are they going to destroy it, though?
I don't know.
Would you destroy something you love?
I destroy everything I love, David.
Okay, no, actually,
I destroy everything I love. It's all ash in my mouth, David.
Spiraling.
I hold onto it and I grip it, and it suffocates in my hands.
Really should have seen that one coming.
Why?
Are you done?
I am done.
Good.
That was more of a contained one there.
Right.
Push it back down, close the lid, pop a lock on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right, so we've got a sports ball-shaped one.
Yes, torpedoid.
Yes, well, the interesting thing is that they've specifically said right angles. That doesn't actually mean angles at all.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Triangles.
We could have a triangle.
Not a right angle triangle,
obviously. So you could have an acute angle, and you could have an obtuse angle.
Yes, maybe an octagon. A polyhedron.
A dodecahedron.
Yes.
A tridecahedron.
I suppose so.
A demisphere hecadedron.
Not even sure what that one is.
Ooh, shapes, David. Let's make shapes that defy the very laws of reality. Try and look at this shape, moron. Your eyes have fallen off.
Okay, so you've been asked to design a planet, now you're trying to design a new shape.
You know, you're right, David. I'm getting sidetracked. I do that. It's a symptom of the creative brain that I have. But you're my anchor. You're my rock. You bring me back down with your negativity and sad, sad eyes. So let's ignore the new shapes things, David.
Oh, well,
let's not get bogged down in new shapes.
Let's build a pyramid, then.
Let's build a pyramid. A sports pyramid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A sports pyramid.
We somehow decided on sports and we're going with it. It's a sports pyramid.
Okay, a sport. So some sort of big stadium.
Yes.
That's a
planet. Hang on.
What?
Stadiums, stadia, stat farms. We've been here, David. Let's not refurrow old ground. That's already been furrowed. There's seeds in there, you idiot. Stop ploughing up seeds.
You're the one who brought up sports. And we were doing blood sports there, so you're bringing up seeds. You need to unfurrow your farrows.
Agricultural sass detected. Security alerted.
Okay, David. Let's unfurrow.
Right, no sports.
No sports.
No sports at all.
No sports.
Or gambling.
What do you mean no gambling?
Well, gambling's a sport.
A sport? A sport? It's a game of skill.
Like sports.
I suppose it is a little bit like sport. So you're saying that My gambling is fundamentally unoriginal, and therefore for me to continue to gamble would make me an unoriginal person. Is that what you're saying, David?
Yeah, why not?
God, you've really needled me there, David. I love gambling, and you've logic trapped me, David.
Well, then you love
sports.
You put
me in a logic trap.
Logic trap sprung.
Ah!
Security
I'm
alerted.
In a logic trap.
Okay, it's not
Please
a physical trap.
Free me.
No,
free me.
Stop curling up on your chair.
To rattle
no,
about
get
from
out
the
of
bars.
Your chair.
I need water.
Just put your legs out.
Justice.
There's slurry over
Justice.
There. You can have it freely.
Are you releasing me from your logic prison, David?
You put yourself there.
You're the logic jailer, David. You've got the logical key. You put me in here, David. This is your fault.
Well, you're the one who didn't want sports.
Well, I'm in your logic prison.
Oh, fine, all right. Well, we're allowed sports.
Ah, the logic freedom. Ah, the fresh air of logical freedom. Free to think, free to feel, free to do without the fascist David Seven telling me what my mind policeman should say.
Yes, all right, you win. We'll build a stadium.
We're building a stadium. That's what I always wanted.
A big pyramid.
A big pyramid stadium dedicated entirely to gambling. A pyramid sports casino. Thank you, David. That's what we're doing. Right, so, back to the brief. We're building a pyramid's gambling stadium for sports. So, what do they want again? How do we work this into the thing that I want to do?
Well, their homeworld was destroyed by space whales.
Space whales are bore gambling.
Right, so you want to use that to keep them away?
Yes, they'll be like, oh, what's that? Is that something we can destroy? Ah, they're playing blackjack! Abort, abort!
Okay, and they're definitely not going to follow up that thought with, let's destroy the place that has the thing we abhor in it.
No, because they have a certain kind of hate. It's like a hate where you're like, I don't even want to look at it. I wouldn't even want to... Like,
so they're in denial about the gambling.
They're in denial about gambling, because deep down, they want to gamble. They want to be on the blackjack table throwing those dice, and they're like, that's a craps thing. You're on the blackjack table. Get out! Get out of the casino, Jexel! Get out from here!
Yes! Definitely them being in denial. So, is there anything else that they don't like? Anything that we can use to make this planet less attractive to the space whales?
Watercolours. Sort of like self-reflective poetry. Worlds with more than one moon. Don't know why. Never liked them. Air conditioning. Not a fan. Think it's a waste of resources.
Right, well, obviously, Trexel, these are all brilliant ideas. So, we should make it a pyramidal stadium.
Yes.
For gambling on sports and arts.
Yep.
And you can park your ship on one of the 15 moons.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which are lit up in different colours.
Obviously. And the whole thing? Climate controlled to the very nth degree.
Exactly.
Ah, oh, what temperature do you want it?
Any temperature you want.
And everybody has their own personal temperature gauge. Maybe you go in, you get your own personal temperature gauge belt, you pop it on, keeps you the temperature you need to be. Because obviously we want this to be an intergalactic attraction. Mm. People need to maybe be really, really cold because they're from an ice world. Or someone needs to be hot because they're from an actual inside a star. Or maybe the core of a planet. The core of many planets is hotter than you would think, David. I know, because if you just keep digging, eventually, your shovel melts, and then you look like the idiot.
Yes, and also, the fact that you've got a lot of different species there from across the galaxy means that the space whales are less likely to destroy your planet because they're more likely to cause an international incident.
Yes, it's like a safe zone. Fill it with loads of nations, it's really difficult to decide who you want to kill.
Meat shields detected. Carry on.
Sort of a demilitarized planet.
Oh, yes, but then you've got to be careful.
Shut up, Traxel, shut up. I've just realized.
What?
A pyramid has four right angles. It's got a square at the bottom.
What? What do you mean? Hang on, look, hang on. I'm imagining a pyramid. It goes up, it's pointed to the top, none of them are right angles, and then there's a bit lower down, but it's on the floor, so who cares?
But what is the floor?
Of the pyramid.
Walk
it's a square, David.
Yes, yes.
It's a square. There's four right angles
there. Exactly. Look, you've worked out the shape. Well done.
Shape sass detected. Security alerted.
Okay, tell you what. Make each one of those 91 degrees. Fine, sorted. Each of the corners, 91 degrees. Absolutely fine. Absolutely sorted.
I do feel like that's still going to look like a right angle.
No.
And also cause a weird sort of dip in the floor.
No. All right, fair enough. 94 degrees. It's a little bit more obvious. It looks like a choice. If it's sort of a bit wrong, you're like, what happened there? If it's really wrong, tell you what, make it 100 degrees. Each corner is 100 degrees, and then that can't be an accident. That's a design choice.
Well,
big, weird, bendy walls. None of the actual corners line up. It's impossible.
impossible to buy furnishings. You buy a sofa, you push it up against the wall, there's a weird bow behind it, and also it wobbles on the third leg, and you pack a napkin under there, and you're like, well, I suppose that works for now, but the napkin gets stamped down by the fat asses sitting on the sofa hour after hour looking at sports on a holovid, and they're gambling, and there's sweat, and the sweat's getting into all of the furnishings, and they become horrible and sort of fetid, and then you realise one day you've been working for 30 years as a pit boss in an intergalactic casino full of idiots! So we'll make those corners that shape.
Yes. Well, I'm pretty sure it's mathematically impossible, but no matter, I'll work it out later.
What do you mean? Sorry, what now?
Sorry, what? I mean I'll work it out later, as in this sentence, Trexel. It's mathematically impossible and we shouldn't do that.
Okay, okay. I hear what you say. What I hear is defeat. That's a defeatist attitude. Maths is our minion.
Could we just make it a cone?
Yes, make it a cone. Make it a big circular bottom.
Yeah.
You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because I must say, I was talking a big game about maths there. Maths kicks my butt every time. Nine times out of ten, they're like, maths doesn't work. And I'm like, sort it out. And like, no, that's not how maths work. Your planet's exploded, so let's make it a cone.
Okay, right, good.
And also, cone sort of sounds like clone. I don't think that's anything, but I think we should note it.
What?
It's not important. What else do we need to do?
Where does Belonda Godrak come from? And I sure hope they like gambling.
Oh, I don't know a lot about Belonda Godrak. Let's just look them up. Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Okay. Client fact file. Belonda Godrak.
Poet laureate.
Right.
For the arboreal world of 15 Beta Theta.
Okay. This may be a problem, David. That arboreal world? It's sort of a spiritual retreat planet.
Well, it's not anymore. It's been blown up.
All right, negative Nigel. Yes, it has been blown up. But before it was blown up, It was a retreat planet for the spiritually cleansed.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of gambling of the spiritually cleansed. They're normally like, repent, Trexel Geistman, repent. And I'm like, no, thank you. And I'm trying to close the door, but their foot's in the door and I'm slamming it and the foot's bleeding now. And then there's a bit of a foot in my house. What am I going to do with it then? What do I do? I'm using it as a paperweight, but it's starting to smell.
Right, well, I don't care where the foot is right now. We do not have time for that. I mean, it explains the sort of organic nature of the planet explains the dislike for right angles. Like, when do you see a right angle in the natural world?
Exactly.
Except for the cube trees, but you know, they're probably not even there. Well, actually, yeah. No, don't worry about it. We'll stick a bunch of trees on it. That'll be fine.
Exactly.
Do you know what? We'll let the build team handle it.
No, David, let's not be just, you know, blasé about this. Let's not go back to our old ways and just let the build team sort it out.
No, Trexel.
You had the idea there, David. You had the idea.
Oh, stick trees on it.
Stick trees on it.
Fine.
You put a croupier's table in there, put a tree in front of it, and you put the tree on like a little track, like a circular track that goes round the table, and then you put little sensors in it, and then all of the actual followers and the spiritually cleansed, they've got little trackers on them, so as they walk around, the trees trundle along, blocking their view and allowing the actual gamblers to just get on with the act of gambling.
So what you're saying is we've built a planet for Belonda Godrak.
Yes, that is secretly also an intergalactic casino that we're funneling the profits from, and everything is hidden by automatically adjusting trees that block their view of it.
Impractical fraud detected. Do better.
Do you know what, Trexel? What a good idea.
I'm
sure the build team will love it.
I'm sure I love it, and therefore everyone will love it, because I am absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Would you like
that's lucky
to
because,
submit?
Oop, there it goes. Off it goes. There
missing.
It goes. By wee all the way through the tube.
No, there was that noise again, David.
No.
What is that?
That's probably something in the vents.
Something in the vents?
You probably knocked something when you were in the vent.
Oh, maybe I've let out some sort of vent crawler.
Yes, a vent crawler. Definitely a vent crawler.
Ah, well, I'll pop in there and have a look around and see if I can find it. Help me up onto the table.
Okay, right, here we go.
There we are. Okay, David, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Yep. Unless I get lost in the vent system, in which case, I don't know, I'll see you when I see you.
Just slide you in here.
Right. Oh!
Bye, Trexel!
Bye, David!
Bye! Right. Just wait for him to go. And there's the scream. Okay, we're fine.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you. Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.